As we dwell inside the safe zones that we've made, where nothing but earthly pleasure seems to matter, the only light we see is from the screens. No will to feel or explore the forgotten dimensions. No will to feel or explore the forgotten dimensions. No will to feel or explore the forgotten dimensions.
Scotland, I was young and naive. Dreamed of Jeannie, thought I loved Lucy. Lucy is goth, and so has my dream. Sure, it's a wonderful life in the States for the young who believe that the doughboy's a friend of Bill Gates. Strike it rich and be nailed by a fruitcake one day. I saw your beauty and I felt the flow. Sense the power of glory and worship the 4th of July. Didn't know what it means and how many have died. Your final opportunity. For I can tell, so name your poison. What will it be? Seize your final opportunity. For I can tell, so name your poison. Bagel sandwich instead of a handful of sushi. Waitress, a smile shows the juices within. My God, a friend is as big as a whale, leaving cracks in the pavement and unable to read the skeins. Munches fries and chiatas and pork chops all day. What will it be? Seize your final opportunity. For I can tell, so name your poison. What will it be? Seize your final opportunity. For I can tell, so name your poison. Your final opportunity. For I can tell, so name your poison.
Name your poison. Name your poison.
What will it be? Seize your final opportunity. For I can tell, so name your poison.
Fine, thank you very much.
That's good.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be pretty almost stereotypical of Spock, and I'm gonna jump right in and jump straight to the future. What does the future have in store for Spock?
Well, right now I'd say we're aiming at a new record release next year. We don't know when exactly, but we hope for next summer. Mm-hmm. As you listeners might know, we did release an album this year, in March I guess it was, Spock 1999. And, well, normally it's some 2 years between every album, but now we think, well, we do feel that we want to do something. We want to use our time. We can't wait for 2 years. So as soon as everybody else has done what they're doing right now, we will start to work on a new record.
That's cool. How has the response been for Spock 1999 thus far?
Well, I think the response has been pretty good, actually. However, we're somewhat confused as the sales figures haven't been as high as we hoped for, actually. Well, I mean, it's not like we're hoping for 1 million record sales or something like that, but still, but there are a lot of problems. There are always some problems within business. Oh, crap. That's somebody else on another line. Hold on a second, Todd. Hello?
Hello.
You're there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Excellent. I'm sorry about that.
That's quite all right.
Yeah.
So I guess this past spring, summer, you guys did your first ever tour of North America, including that large Star Trek convention in the States. What are your general impressions on, North America thus far?
Well, I think it's a pretty big country, and we did really see most of it in another way than maybe normal tourists sees it. I guess we did miss most of the tourist stuff. We were really close to go to Alcatraz, but I think we missed the ferry with some 10 minutes or something like that. That's crap. But then again, I mean, we saw all the nature there is everywhere, going coast to coast, starting off in Los Angeles and driving through the whole country, ending up in, I think we departed from Washington, Dulles Airport, when we went home, actually. So it was a pretty big trip, but it was fabulous, definitely. We learned a lot, and that was one of many goals that we hope to achieve, to learn the business over there, as we say. Get to know who's who and who's not actually, and how everything is around and so on. And when another goal is to be able to use this knowledge and get back.
Yeah. I guess that was actually a pretty interesting vacation, if anything else.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I mean, it's the best life I've ever had, in a way. I think it's the only life. I mean, doing the thing that we love together with my best friends and having such a great time and being on stage with seeing the audience and meeting the audience and seeing their response and so on. It's a wonderful life.
Yeah. A friend of mine was actually just got back from Germany about a week or two ago. And he managed to catch you guys at the Zillow Festival.
And, oh, yeah.
It was actually a friend of mine, Darren, who really wanted to come with me down to Philadelphia to see you guys, but couldn't make it. And he was also duly impressed with the show, if not with the festival, but he really, really enjoyed the stage show, which is one of the things I think that sets Spock apart from other bands, is that Spock actually performs as opposed to just going up and playing.
Well, what can I say? Except, thank you very much. Well, that's what we love to do. There is a lot of bands within the scene who they have the backtrack, and well, so do we, of course, but we want to do as much as we can on stage and trying to play as much as possible live, and also showing the people that we're having a good time, because we're really positive guys, I think.
Yeah.
And having a good time is, I think, that's what life is all about. And when we're on stage, we're having a good time. And if we can show this to the people instead of hiding ourselves behind some mask or something, I guess it's they all see it. The audience, they see it, and they also get this feeling. And when they wow, look at those guys, they're having a good time. Well, we might as well have fun as well.
Exactly. Everybody feeds off the energy, I guess you could say.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's more like we're on stage. We're not like the stars being on stage. We're more like a part of the party going on. It's like we're the DJs, and even though maybe we're standing some yard or two. No, it's feet, isn't it? 6 feet. No, maybe 3, 4, 5 feet above the audience. I don't get that feeling that we're above the audience, and I don't want to have that feeling. It's just, well, we're there. Hello, let's have a party.
Well, that's, yeah, and actually, curiously enough, there was a song, which I'm sorry, the name escapes me right at the moment, on the latest album, which you dealt with the band's attitude and outlook, I guess you could say. And
it's called Star Pilot on Channel K.
That's right, that's right. I have the chorus going through my head, and I'm like, no, that can't be the name of the song. It's got to be something a little different. No. It seems to be, I guess, a rebuttal to, everybody. Have you got? I get the feeling from listening to that maybe you've gotten some criticism in the past for not being, like, people not taking you seriously.
Yes, please continue.
Am I correct there?
Yeah, I think so. Then again, I mean, most of the people are quite positive, I guess. But I think it's a media thing, especially in Sweden, which is a pretty small country, and everybody's just into rock and roll. I have nothing against rock and roll. I love rock and roll. But then again, being happy people or almost clowns. Well, I think we're more or less like clowns, and people tend not to take you seriously. And that's so bloody wrong, actually. I mean, we are very, very serious with everything we're doing, and we're working really hard. It's not like it's not a game. It's a hard work. But we want to have fun, and we want others to have fun as well. But when you're a clown, everybody seems to think, well, they're not serious, and when you're not serious, you can't be good. It's weird, but I say. And the best clown is the one who has done the most practicing.
Yeah. Let's see here. Well, I guess actually one of the other new things in the last year or two for Spock has been a number of lineup changes. Johan came from playing keyboards with Elegant Machinery.
That's right.
And where did Spock pick up Krull E?
Well, I don't know. I think it was some transporter malfunction and someday, and all of a sudden he was just there and said, hello, guys. And then he proved his skills pretty fast. And then we didn't really care about his past. He was just doing an excellent work. He's a great guy, a great friend. He's an excellent producer. He's been working in a studio for, I don't know, some 10 years with almost any kind of music, except for synth pop, if you want to call it that, or electronic pop. And I mean, he's been doing rock and roll and soul and dance music and everything else. And I think that's a pretty good thing that he's been doing so much other kind of music as well, because even though we're not doing it, but I think it's pretty good to get some kind of influence or be able to listen to other styles of music as well. I think that's one of the disadvantages of many electronic bands, that they're only into Depeche Mode and other electronic bands, and they don't care about the rest, and that's so bloody wrong. And, well, anyway, Crowley, what else about him? Well, he also proved to be a very skillful keyboard player, and when I noticed that, I said, wow, we've got to use your solos on stage, because there is no electronic pop band playing those kind of solos on stage. So that way we can show people that, hello, this is not only backtrack, we can actually play. We can show all the people who might be somewhat doubtful about our qualities that, hey, we can play, and he can play.
And I guess Johan is actually fairly active in other things as well as Spock, having working with Eskil Simonsson. I'm sorry, I'm not too good with names. Covenant on the Aaron Sutcliffe project, which is actually very entertaining. When I saw you guys in Philly, we were treated to a cover of Don't Be Cruel
yeah.
by Elvis, which pretty much tore the place down. And while my friend was in Germany, he managed to pick up a copy of the album, and we were both duly impressed with it. What should my listeners know about Johan?
Well, I think you've said it all, actually. He's been doing his Elegant Machinery time. Unfortunately, they don't exist anymore. And that has nothing to do with Spock, I might add.
Yeah.
And right now, as we're taking a break with Spock, he's once again working with Eskil and recording yet another Aaron Sutcliffe CD. Well, but this time it's a whole album. I think it's 12, 13 tracks or something like that. Only Elvis covers. Yeah, it's weird. I've been talking to them, and I've been begging, please, can I just do some backing vocals or something, please? So I don't know. Hopefully there will be something. They will record it during October, and I think it will be released next year. We don't know when, actually, but some months next year. And apart from that, well, his role in Spock is he's writing a lot of tracks. He writes the music all of the time. And he's also a good keyboard player, and he's an excellent vocalist, definitely. So his backing vocals are great. Doing his Elvis thing within Spock felt pretty natural, because every year we try to have a cover that you wouldn't really expect from Spock. Like we've done We're Not Gonna Take It with Twisted Sister a few years ago, and also another really crazy Swedish rock and roll song, which is, I think it would be translated like More Booze. Yeah, it's weird. And so doing Elvis felt pretty natural. So this track that we're doing, Don't Be Cruel, or did actually, it's more like an exclusive Spock track. It won't be heard on any Aaron Sutcliffe album. But now we've done that, so I don't know what cover to make next year.
Oh, geez. Well, maybe you should pose that question to the guest book on your website. And notice that's very much a very active area. Spock seems to be very active in its interaction with its fans on the internet. Something that I think a lot of fans, once they get to a certain stage, tend to miss. And another thing, it seems to be you guys update the news on that on your site fairly often as well to keep everybody knowing what's going on. So,
yeah, we try to.
Yeah.
Or I try. So I'm the one doing it. So I would like to have more news, but it's pretty, well, it's a dead period right now. So then I have to make up things. No, not make up things, because we're really, really honest. We think that's a part of the Temple of Spock, actually, one of our rules within the temple, which is not a big thing yet, but it will be, the Temple of Spock. But one rule is definitely never lie, never make up things, because we don't like that idea, actually. So I guess I have to dig in our past and try to come up with some old stories about, did you know this or did you know that? And could you tell what was happening during that show or at the after party or I don't know, anything. but staying in touch with the fans, I definitely like it. And the fan base, the really true fan base, they're really, really important for a band. And I want to give something back to them as well, and if they can feel, well, they have a friend or an equal in me, well, excellent.
Well, why don't we take a break here for a quick second and play one of the new tracks from your latest album?
Sure.
I'm going to decide what I'm going to play tonight when I get home.
It's okay, Todd.
Anyways, this is Spock from their latest album, Spock 1999. I am DJ Todd. This is Real Synthetic Audio.
Doesn't matter what you're doing, Todd. I've told you that before. It's excellent for you. Well, I'd do anything. You're a pioneer within the scene, and we need your enthusiasm and to keep it that strong, and maybe even get it more strong. So I don't mind, man.
Cool.
Go ahead.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Great. I'm going to one thing that you mentioned while we were talking at the show back in May was that Spock is I guess known as one of the, if not the most polite bands in the scene, so to speak.
Thank you, sir.
And you had an interesting story to tell me about a tour you did with And One.
Yeah, that's right.
Relate that one to our listeners.
Yeah, that's also one part of the Temple of Spock, to be polite and honest and so on, but definitely polite. And I remember we were supporting And One in Germany last year, and well, they had the normal, I don't know, music attitude, being pretty rude and stuff, even though we were friends, we met before, but still, it was really the first time that we met during those circumstances, and well, they want to see what we were like, but didn't matter what they said. They said all stupid things like, well, fuck you, asshole, to whatever we said, and we said, well, thank you, sir, being really polite in more or less in a stupid way. But I guess it all affected them, and at the end of the tour, they were as polite as we were, almost. So it was really, really good atmosphere as the tour ended. Of course, it was a good atmosphere when it started, but it got even better and better. So, I mean, that's what it takes. I mean, treat others the way you want to be treated.
You got it. So not only is Spock one of the better synth pop bands going today, but they're also a good influence on people.
Yeah, we hope. I mean, that's also a part of... We're having somewhat of a success, and I think we're at a stage where we can affect people and influence people, and if we can do that, excellent. I think we have a lot of things to teach people, maybe. And we, even though we are not 100% perfect, of course, nobody is, but whatever we can teach is good, I guess. So we try to behave.
All right, and on a final note, is there any truth to the rumors that you guys might be coming back to North America sooner rather than later?
I'd say so, yeah. We don't know when and we don't know where, but that's what we want to do, because the last trip we did was, like I said, like a base for getting all the knowledge to get back again. So I hope that when we release the new album, we do another tour. We want to go back. We have to go back, and I would say we're coming back.
Cool. Well, make sure you try and include Canada this time.
Yeah, oh boy, we have to, because I want to play in Toronto, and because I want to go to Air Canada Centre, and I want to see number 13, Score, Mats Sundin.
Oh dear. Okay, well, thank you very much for your time. It was a pleasure talking to you, and certain we will talk again in the near future. And if you guys come to Toronto, I will take you to the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Oh, you're a great guy, man. Thank you, Todd.
Take care, Alexander.
You too, Todd.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
are back. I am DJ Todd. This is Real Synthetic Audio, and I guess we'll start with we started the show off this week with a band called Apopnigma Berserk, and that was their brand new single Eclipse, the Dimension D remix. After that, you heard Beborn Betten from their brand new single Poison. That was Poison the album version, and I guess that was my extra special long distance interview with Alexander Hoffman, better known as Android from Spock. Subspace communications and long distance lines being as they are overseas, the recording quality wasn't quite as I hoped. I was actually a little bit drowned out, and there was a lot of static from having to amplify my parts of it quite a bit, but I tried interviewing them at the show, and it really didn't sound good because of wind blowing and stuff, so I figured this is pretty much the last chance I get for a little while, so I might as well kind of wing it and go with it. In the middle of that interview, you heard Spock from their latest disc, Spock 1999. That was a track called Dr. McCoy, and you just finished hearing Spock with one of their better tracks that I've heard pretty much, period, lyrically. It was a band called, or it's a track called Dark Side of the Force. If you can't figure out what that's about, there's not much hope for you. Anyways, we're going to continue on with a band from Vancouver, I do believe. This is Landscape Body Machine with a track called No Cable, and it's got to be one of the funniest tracks I've heard in a very, very long time. I am DJ Todd, this is Real Synthetic Audio, and this is Landscape Body Machine.
Check it, you bunch of fuckers, bastards. Where's the fucking cable? Hey, you slut fucking assholes all along, and I got the fucking TV.
Landscape Body Machine with, as I said, one of the, I guess, funniest tracks I've heard in a while. I initially listened to this at work, and everybody was kind of looking at me really funny. I was listening to it with headphones, so they weren't really looking at me funny. That was a track called No Cable, and I'm going to leave things off this week with a band called Covenant. We're going to go way, way back, so to speak, and this is from the Theremin EP. This is Theremin, the US remix. I'm DJ Todd. See you next week.
In the shadow of concerns, revelations in the end. Thanks.